Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Ray Hager and I speak with Congressman Mark Amaday for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
I'm one of them.
Yo también.
I'm one of over 300,000 Nevadans who rely on Social Security.
Social Security helps us pay the bills.
And enjoy the retirement that we've earned.
That's what makes Joe Hecht so dangerous.
His plan to privatize Social Security means billions in profits for Wall Street.
Risking retirement security on the stock market.
What if it crashes again?
Wall Street has given Joe Hecht over $500,000.
I wonder who he's working for.
Because it's not us.
AFSCME People is responsible for the content of this ad.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Congressman Mark Amaday of CD2. Pleasure to have you back, sir.
Hey, fellas.
So it's interesting to watch the campaign by the Democrats against Donald Trump, because for Nevadans, it really does have a memory of 6 years ago when Harry Reid was fighting Sharron Angle. There was a six-week gap between the time that Sharron's volunteer campaign became a professional campaign. And in that 6 weeks, according to Mark Mellman, the pollster, the big Democratic pollster, they literally destroyed Sharron. And they did it through a series of focus groups where they tried to get to the word dangerous to describe her. And they tried all different messages, and they couldn't get there. Finally, they got there and convinced these audiences that she was dangerous. Donald Trump has already been made to be dangerous in this campaign. This week, he is now confused. They're bringing out all these different clips of him saying, I thought it was this. This campaign is almost over, and it's not even Labor Day.
Well, respectfully, I disagree because, you know, early voting starts in October, and in political terms, that's a long time. We've seen 30 days ago, it was like, oh my gosh, he's moving towards Messiah. Last few weeks, it's like, he's not moving towards Messiah. Interesting parallels that you've drawn, though, because I think the challenge is, it's like, listen, if you can't, as the Trump campaign, focus on how things have been for the last 8 years, kind of like Ronald Reagan and Jimmy Carter, if you can't make that deal, then that hill's pretty steep. But that's an issue-driven thing. It's ironic, Sam, though, when I look at this stuff, and I mean, you look at the primary, it's like Donald Trump said bad things about John McCain. He said bad things about the last Bush as president. And it was like, yeah, that's all well and good and fine. Record number of votes in the primary, and he's the nominee. But you had to know, having watched what was done to Mitt Romney in the last one, and Mitt Romney's a Boy Scout, in my opinion, and it's like, oh, my God, word on the street is he hasn't filed taxes. Maybe he tied his dog's leash to the back bumper and went on vacation. So part of me is like, listen, in one sense, this is not a surprise. But in another sense, you better learn how to deal with that and pivot, or else you won't be successful. I'll tell you the thing that's disappointing to me, though, Sam, what you've just described is you sit here, and maybe I'm just, you know, incredibly naive, but we're not talking about the latest jobs report and how that works in Nevada, and we're not talking about foreign policy, and we're not talking about public safety, and we're not talking about all that stuff. We're talking about, you know, things that, for the most part, you're sitting there going, really? But the marketers are winning right now, and if the marketers win, it will be bad news for Donald Trump.
And it will also be bad news for down-ticket Republicans, including yourself.
Oh.
You represent CD2. You will pretty much own, as every person who's occupied this seat, the rurals. But Washoe County is the swing county in a swing state. And if the fervent Republicans who went out and voted for Trump in the primary believe that this thing is rigged, as Donald Trump is saying so, even though the president says this is not a federal thing, this is not a party thing, this is on your local level, it's not rigged, you need somebody at the top of that ticket to ensure that your margin comes out. And this is where I bring up the name Gary Johnson.
Well, but let me suggest this to you. So do my opponents. And right now, with the whole Bernie Sanders-Hillary thing, your whole premise ignores the fact there's still a lot of hurt feelings on the donkey side of the fence. And quite frankly, my opponent, I've checked, hasn't endorsed anybody yet. I mean, he's having a ball with the fact that I'm saying, hey, I'm loyal to my team. And I am. That's not a surprise. I mean, I'm going to be loyal to my team. But you sit there and say, well, you need these people too. It's like, well, check over there, because it's not exactly the fourth cutting of alfalfa that they're getting ready to do, because everything's beer and horseshoe pitching.
All right.
There's still a lot of competition in there and hurt feelings.
Okay, but on the other side of the coin, what the Democrats have that the Republicans don't have in this state is great organization.
They do.
And they've got the unions, and they've got the ability to get out the vote. They fell down on the case 2 years ago. But I don't think that there's any falling down on the case, because you're seeing just from the advertising that's being laid in, let alone the advertising that's airing, but all the money that they're pouring in that starts the day after Labor Day. And, you know, Donald Trump has no money at this point in time to run the kind of commercial, on-air TV commercial campaigns that he needs to run in those battleground states.
Well, yes and no, Sam, but also you've been around for a long time. It's no secret that when Republicans do well in Nevada, it's because they take care of themselves. We didn't rely on John McCain in 2008. We didn't rely on Mitt Romney, in 2012.
Dean Heller is a good example of that.
And we're not relying upon, with all, I mean, in total candor, we're not relying upon the Trump people to come do a great ground game. That's why the state party, the Joe Heck campaign, my campaign, stuff like that, I mean, we get it. You have to identify voters, you have to communicate with them, and you have to turn them out, because what they really count is not dollars, they count votes in November. And so, in one sense, it's like, well, yeah, listen, they've won in the ground game department except 2 years ago, which I think we all acknowledge was an aberration. But that notwithstanding, it's like, so we compete with that based on more local-focused stuff. You talk to Greg Baylor or to folks in Heck's campaign, and they're fully engaged. It doesn't mean that everything's going to be beer and horseshoe pitching. You have to finish the task and do that. But I can assure you, I don't think if you talk to anybody on the elephant side in Nevada, they're going, yeah, the presidential guys are going to take care of that. We saw how that worked with John McCain in 2008. Learned that lesson. But I won't argue with you this. When the Chicago people came to Nevada in 2008, they showed the state what a real ground game looked like. And I acknowledge that.
All right, let's take a break. More with Mark Amadei when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congressman Mark Amaday.
Chip Evans, who is your Democratic opponent in this congressional race, was on the show recently, and he said that you have missed votes in Congress at three times the rate as your peers. And, you know, we countered that, well, you know, his mom passed away in 2013. You had detached retina that you had to have surgery on. But
in Nevada. I get my health care in Nevada, Ray. Remember that.
Okay, but it seems like it's a strong message in this campaign. And how do you counter that?
It's a strong message if you ignore the fact that I still vote almost 93% of the time. And even where you went to high school, 93 is an A. So it's like, yeah, the average is 97, and mine is like 92.6 or something like that. You got me. I miss 8.2% of the votes. Now, it's also a strong message if you ignore the fact, well, what votes does he miss? Well, I missed, you know, the votes on when it's time for Carol Velardo's retirement, or the folks up at Story County High School say, we'd like you to be our graduation speaker. It's like I go through a weighing process where, quite frankly, if I think it's more important, and by the way, when I missed them, Ray, where was I? In CD2. I wasn't missing them going on Codell's overseas or hanging out in the wine country or whatever. But when we get something that, and we look at what the votes are, if they're not ones where it's going to be your vote is critical or it's some kind of routine sort of procedural stuff, then yeah, I make the value judgment. I'm going to Virginia City and talking to those kids for their graduation. Or I make the value judgment most recently, I'm going to Carol Velardo's retirement because she's been serving the taxpayer of this state for 40 years. I think that's more important than being there for these three votes or these four votes on a Friday or a Monday. And so, absolutely, I have missed those. But if your premise is all you're supposed to do is be back there voting and nothing going on in the district when it competes with it makes a difference, then guess what? We disagree. Because I think there's a big part of that job that is being there, working with and for the people that hired you. And if reelected, Ray, I'll continue to do that.
Okay. In CD2, a big player there is the Bureau of Land Management.
Yep.
Okay. Neil Kornsey, Elko County's own Neil Kornsey, leads the BLM from Washington, D.C. after he was recommended for the job of then Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid.
Was part of Harry's staff.
Yes, but since Neil Kornsey has taken over the BLM in Nevada, we've had the Bundy standoff in southern Nevada, these outrageous BLM requests for Burning Man, and now this latest thing where BLM is suggesting that we sterilize all the wild horses to keep the population in check. So I want to ask you, Congressman, what kind of job has Neil Kornsey done for Nevada as the head of the BLM?
Well, I'll tell you what. You mentioned Bundy. You mentioned wild horses. You've mentioned Burning Man, the blue whatever compound stuff. The Bundy stuff was staffed up through the highest levels of the BLM and in the Department of Interior. They were taking the advice of their chief law enforcement guy at the time, which was not good advice, because I circled around after, while I was in Nevada, spoke with the Clark County Sheriff, the Clark County DA's office, which did the after-action report, stuff like that. And it's like, listen, I'm a guy who's not afraid to call a spade, but I haven't picked on Neil a heck of a lot because, quite frankly, it is my analysis, because I'm in those district offices, the six ones around the state, try to be there once a quarter. I'm in John Ruse, the new state director's office. And remember, Amy Luters was there before John Ruse, who was, you know, no disrespect, but quite frankly, I think John Ruse is a much better choice for Nevada. And so things have gotten stronger with his. But I'll tell you what, the reason I haven't picked on Neil a lot is, first of all, we look for solutions. And so I'll say this about Neil. When I've gone and said, what's the deal? I think I've gotten a straight answer. And so, and that's in the context of, how do we fix it? How do we make sure we don't do a Bundy again? Not because I'm a fan of the Bundys or whatever, but it was not a strong operation from the federal government side. Quite frankly, it's a good thing the guy from the New York Times talked to Cliven about his view on the matriculation of African Americans from their native land to the front porches of North Las Vegas, because otherwise the BLM had basically made him a victim until that happened. But let me tell you the reason why. I don't think Neil Kornsey's really in charge of the BLM. I think Janet Reno's saying, here's what you'll do. The Sagehen stuff was an example. The Wild Horse stuff was an example. And those were both together. We had an EIS that the state did that was in conjunction with the state committee that Brian Sandoval put together that had environmentalists, ranchers, all those sorts of people on it. You know how much of that made it into the final EIS? None. And you know what? Neil Kornsey didn't make that decision. That was Janet Reno. Now you're, so my answer directly is, listen, if Neil was the king of the world, but I think Neil's got to check with Janet before he does much of anything.
Do you mean Sally Jewell?
I mean Sally Jewell.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. It took me a second
Janet
to get
Reno,
the name
Sally
there.
Jewell, Jewell's in Reno, yeah. The present Secretary of the Interior, Sally Jewell.
All right, let's take a break and absorb all you just said. We'll come back with one more segment with Congressman Mark Hammaday after this.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's new Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
What began as a vision grew to become a foundation of Nevada history, a place where gridiron greatness was born. Leaders became legends. An entire community rose up as one. Now, 50 years later, Mackey Stadium has been reborn, and the next chapter begins. Nevada Wolfpack Football. For season tickets, visit NevadaWolfpack.com or call 348-PACK.
Credit Karma? Why are you checking your credit score?
You don't want to drive old blue forever, do you?
Turn it off.
I did.
Credit Karma, huh?
Yeah, it's free.
That was easy.
Credit Karma. Give yourself some credit.
Non-attorney spokesperson, attention women with ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one use baby powder before your diagnosis,
call 1-800-444-3799.
You may be entitled to compensation. For decades, medical studies have linked long-term use of baby powder with ovarian cancer. If you or someone you love was diagnosed with ovarian cancer after using baby powder,
call 1-800-444-3799.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congressman Mark Hammaday. Okay, I want to go back to what we were talking about in the first segment.
Okay.
Because you rightly point out that the Bernie Sanders supporters are still not happy, but they're being pushed in that direction because Sanders is pushing them in that direction and saying, she is the one, she is the one. Gary Johnson, former governor of New Mexico, mm-hmm. Is running as a Libertarian, second time around, as a candidate for president. Would it be helpful to engage the supporters, the Trump supporters, if he does go down, for them to get excited about Gary Johnson, so they go to the polls. So they're not staying home because Donald Trump is no longer a viable candidate, but now they have somebody that they can actually vote for, which then means they can vote for Mark Amaday, they can vote for Joe Hack, they can vote for Crescent Hardy. Don't you potentially need a Gary Johnson to be 10 to 15%? He's at 10% right now, but he needs to be at 15 to get in the debates.
Right. You know, I haven't thought about it a lot. What I'll tell you I have thought about is this. If your premise for analyzing this election cycle, if your initial premise is things are okay, I think you've made a mistake. Donald Trump isn't where he is by saying, I want to be the next Republican country club guy. Bernie Sanders didn't get to where he is now by saying, hey, I just want to be the best possible guy on the Democratic side. And so, I mean, there's a ton. I mean, I'm not telling you guys anything. There's a ton of dissatisfaction with the federal government right now. So anybody, I mean, I've been around for 57 months, too long to be the new guy and long enough to be part of the problem now, quite frankly, in the cliche world. And so, I mean, our challenge is if you think I'm one of those guys, then I got trouble, which is why we've tried to be in your grocery stores, be at your high school graduations, be at Lowe's and Home Depot, no offense to the other hardware stores, all that other sort of stuff so people can say, you know, I talked with that guy for a minute, or I saw him at Safeway and whatever. I mean, make no mistake, we've tried to. Part of that in Nevada, a heck of a lot of the time, is to establish yourself as somebody who's part of the community and not some D.C. person. And so we'll see how that conversation goes, because quite frankly, I think the Democratic side of the ticket's premise is things are okay and leave us in charge and we'll kind of do things the way you know it. And against that is the Johnson candidacy as well as the Trump candidacy, which would be strong. It's like, but Donald, you got to kind of work on how you enunciate some of this stuff. Because Sam, quite frankly, if you want to build a wall across part of the border, unless you're going to be a hypocrite like the guy in there now, you need some votes in Congress to do that. Good luck with that. You want to ban all Muslims? You need some votes in Congress, because guess what? Immigration is specifically in the Constitution. Now, I'm not trying to be critical. I'm just trying to say I understand the marketers are going nuts, but if you really want to go on facts, it's like you can't ban this group of people by executive order unless you're going to be like Barack Obama. So let's acknowledge that and start talking reality.
I want to get back to the BLM.
Okay.
One of your biggest accomplishments as a congressman is you helped usher through this big lands transfer bill, BLM land, where Yarrington and Carlin and Fallon and Fernley all got tracts of BLM land,
right,
for local use. It was pushed in Yarrington as we needed this land to restart or recharge the copper mining industry.
Right.
So right now, how is that going? How is Nevada Copper, and what's going on in Yarrington as far as the rebirth of the copper industry in Nevada?
Well, good question. The health of the copper industry is dependent upon what you can sell a pound of copper for. The same as all of the minerals industry. You know, when gold's at $2,000 an ounce, people are going yay. When it's at $1,200 an ounce, they're going, I'm kind of worried. Copper is the same way. The price of copper right now is down. They're still operating out there, but it's not at the robust levels and the projections that everybody had hoped when copper was at $3 a pound
or
$2.75.
So were people bamboozled on that?
No. I mean, if you know what the copper futures are going to be, Ray, then you really shouldn't be talking to me right now. We should both be investing based on what you think the copper stuff is. It's a strong, very rich deposit. When copper goes up, their fortunes will go up, the same as the gold people up on the Carlin Trend.
And the other thing, and I should point this out, is with my contacts with the folks there, they're in the process of raising a large amount of money.
Yeah.
And Wall Street is not real enthusiastic about copper mines raising a large amount of money in this particular environment. So that's the next phase that they really have to go through to be able to proceed.
And, you know, that gets you into the whole thing of why are so many mining companies headquartered in Canada. Quite frankly, the answer is because the capital markets are much friendlier in Canada than they are in the United States. The only one out of the big ones that are operating here that's headquartered in the U.S. is Newmont in Denver. Barrick's a Canadian concern also. So, I mean, it's all those. But listen, I mean, the other parts are going well. I mean, let me put it this way. If you go to somebody in Yarrington and say, Would you just soon not have had the bill? It's like, heck no. So it'll be okay. I mean, it's just one of those things where I don't think it's bad right now. It's just one of those ones where, hey, listen, we'd like to be selling copper for another buck a pound rather than what it happens to be in the markets right now.
In your previous races, you have not had to raise a lot of money because you've not had strong competition. How's the fundraising going this time?
You know what? It's going about like we've always done it, though. But Sam, I mean, you guys will admit this. I'm not known as a fundraising predator. I am blessed with the district where you don't have to go out and raise $1 million before you do anything else like that. It's not something I find enjoyable for the most part. I'm uncomfortable doing it. That's not news. But even with that, you're saying, well, you know, Mark, you raised, I don't know what I've raised. Maybe I've raised $300,000. And you go, well, let me see, that's about 50 cents a person in your district. So maybe it's more than I did the last cycle, but that notwithstanding, it's like you can hardly call that Amity's going out and trying to buy the race or something like that. I mean, we rely a lot on, and I'm pleased that you still can in terms of being there face-to-face and letting people take that measure.
And that's where we have to leave it. Always a pleasure, sir. The next time I hope we see you will be the debate.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
All right, we'll be right back. Thank you.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Every day we help people injured in accidents. Do you know the compensation you're entitled to right now and in the future? Do you need our help?
Go Lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
The law firm of Kilpatrick Bolentini, you become a client of our law firm.
And client is a word we take very, very seriously.
Every client is entitled to honest answers and respect.
Call us for a free consultation. We can really help.
I'm an absolute dentist.
I'm an absolute dentist.
We are absolute dentists.
Do you?
Do you?
Do you have an absolute dentist?
I am an absolute dentist.
Absolute Dental provides complete dental care at affordable prices for your whole family, including children's dentistry and orthodontics.
I'm an absolute dentist.
I'm also an absolute dentist.
And I'm an absolute dentist, too.
Do you have an absolute dentist?
Because you should.
Call us today to schedule your appointment at 844-8-SMILE-NOW or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. We'll see you on the next broadcast.